time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hi there, it's Kyle Bailey. Whether you're drinking your morning coffee in Roseburg, driving through Sutherland, or winding down your week in Winston, we are glad you are with us this morning. Mary Gilbert got called away at the last moment, so we're going to go through the data with just me today. And Mary has supplied the data already to go through. June, of course, a monthly overview to look at today. And right now, the market is being described as dynamic, as inventory has crept up a little over the last few months, but well-priced properties are still commanding great interest. A market where both buyers and sellers can find success if they have the right strategy. Now, this week, we saw 51 new listings hit Douglas County. We had three coming soon listings and 13 properties back on the market. That's a healthy chunk of new options for local buyers. On the sales side, 37 pending sales, 32 properties sold. There were 69 price changes. So it looks like sellers are actively adjusting to keeping their listings competitive. There were five listings that expired and three hit bumpable status. Over the month, or rather month over month, there have been some pretty dramatic shifts, especially in prices. Now, the average sale price jumped 16.4% from May to June. That brought the average price in Douglas County to $394,500. The median sale price also rose 11.1% month over month to $350,000. Why the big jump? Well, a lot of it comes down to the mix of what sold. And in June, there were more closed sales in the higher price brackets. There were 36 homes that closed in the $300,000 to $400,000 range, 17 closed in the $400,000 to $500,000 range, and 13 closed in the $500,000 to $600,000 range. Now, comparing June 2026 to June of last year, average sale price up 16.5%, median price up 4.9%, and total closed sales for June reached 122. Now, that's a 27% increase over the 96 listings that closed in June of last year, and that means more homes are successfully selling. Now, inventory increased to 5 months in June. Back in March and April, we were sitting at 4.4 to 4.5 months of inventory. Now, with 5 months, that gives buyers more leverage and more options to explore. Now, even with more inventory, total days on the market actually decreased by 3 days. It dropped 82 days compared to May. As well, for sellers, buyers have more choices. They are paying attention. There were 69 price changes just last week. Homes that are overpriced can sit on the market, especially now that buyers have 8 months of inventory to choose from. And that's why a seller should place their home at a sale price that's realistic from day one. Now, with the current supply, the opportunity to find a home that truly fits your lifestyle is definitely out there. And some of the new listings include 736 Penny Lane in Riddle, a move-in ready three-bedroom, two-bathroom home at $289,900, 1,215 square feet with a split-bedroom floor plan giving maximum privacy. Also, there's manicured landscaping, a pantry, a private fenced yard. And that one is listed by Sabrina Schneider of MGG Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Next, it's 200 Rainbow Bridge Avenue in Roseburg, a 2017 three-bedroom, two-bath home priced at $449,000, 1,637 square feet with lots of light, a vaulted living room, a gas fireplace, and a slider leading out to a covered patio. And that property listed by Jill DeLoach at Mary Gilbert, Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Now at 635 Will Way in Winston, a modern four-bedroom, three-bath home built in 2019, sitting on more than 20 acres of land, and it actually borders Wildlife Safari. That is available for $634,900 right now, listed by Anthony Beckham and Zach Field with the Beckham Group. And last on the list today, 1065 Harlan Drive in Roseburg at $799. It's a 2,565-square-foot home, two bedrooms, two-and-a-half bathrooms, sitting in 1.78 usable acres. Now, open houses today, 2:30 to 5:30. It's 147 Wingfoot Court in Winchester, contemporary one-story home at $529.9. On Saturday, noon to 2, 1868 Larson Road in Roseburg, a ranch-styled home at $725,000, four bedrooms, two baths, on just under 13 acres of property. And on Sunday from noon to 3, an open house, 610 Terrace Glide, Terrace Drive in the Glide area, priced at $555,000, custom two-story home built in 2019. It sits on just over an acre, three bedrooms, two baths, spacious 2,863 square feet of living space, listed by Heather Saladin with Mary Gilbert Keller Williams. Also on Sunday, 1300 Fair Oaks Road in Oakland, a two-story custom home listed at $830,000. If you want to get connected, call the Mary Gilbert Group, 541-366-6080, or visit them on Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg. That wraps up Local Real Estate Today, 9 o'clock.